You're not gonna believe where I'm going to tonight.
Bless the Lord.
I told you the other day, yesterday, what I asked Eliza, and this right here hit me tonight, and I was gonna go somewhere else, and this here hit me. It's for the multitude over here in Matthew chapter 14. I'm gonna start in the 16th verse.
Bless you, Lord. Bless you.
God's good, ain't he?
Amen.
Amen, brother, all time.
All day.
I'm gonna say something. I'm about to explode up here. Everybody, I tell you what, God's the best thing I've ever had in my lifetime.
Amen.
I've tried a lot of things in my lifetime, but I'm gonna tell you something. God is the only thing that has fulfilled my life to where I can go on.
Amen.
Because I'm gonna tell you something. I got done reading in there just a little bit ago today where it says, I am nothing without God.
Amen.
I am nothing without God. That's Jesus' words. But I'm gonna tell you something. But when I've got Jesus in my life, when I've got Jesus in my heart, I am something.
Amen.
And I am a somebody.
Amen.
I am worthy. God's Jesus Christ make me worthy. Praise be to God. I had to get that off my chest. I think, what? I'm about to explode up here. Praise be to God. Over in the 16th verse, chapter 14. But Jesus said unto them, they need not depart, give ye to them eat. And they said unto him, we have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He said, bring them hither to me. And he commanded to the multitude to sit down on the grass and took the 5 loaves and 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and brake and gave the loaves to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat and were filled. And they took up of the fragments that remained, which was 12 baskets full. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men besides women and children.
Yeah,
I'm going to tell you something. The way I look at that right there, now I'm not going to go by this physical food. I'm going to go by spiritual food. Now I'm going to remind everybody what happened Sunday night.
Amen.
Now I'm going to tell you something. Sunday night was probably one of the best communion foot washing I've ever been into in my lifetime. Because he fed the 5,000 people with 2 fishes and 5 loaves of bread.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday night, every one of us was filled to the brim.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all bubbling over. All bubbling over. Now I'm going to tell you something. That was the best time that I've had in the Lord in communion service.
Mm-hmm.
I have never in my lifetime experienced the blessing that I got Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
I know what Elijah went through when he got that double portion, when he seen Elijah took it away.
Amen.
When he took that mantle and sweated the water and the water parted, I believe I almost could have done that because I'm now full.
Amen.
The Lord filled me up.
Amen.
And it wasn't this physical food, it was a spiritual food from Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Jesus Christ gave us something in our belly, in our soul, that there's nothing else on earth that can fill it but Him.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you something, that's the best food you can get. There's nothing out here in this world that can do for us what Christ can do. Man, I'm telling you, this is great.
Amen.
God is the best thing that can fill us,
amen,
overfill us, and make us feel full.
Amen.
And I'm not talking about the stomach, and I'm not talking about the overweight. I'm talking about being overweight in God.
Amen.
I'm talking about our stomach, our soul stomach, being plumb full to the rim with the Spirit of God.
Bless you, Lord.
I know what Moses felt like when he come down off that mountain. Because I believe some law clerks come in here and see every one of our faces that they had to close their eyes. Because I believe God shined on all of us. Praise be to God. I feel like I got more gray hair after that. I loved it. I'm telling you, I loved that. That's the best time I've ever had in the Lord. And that's sad because I've been working for the Lord for a long time. But that's the best time I've ever had. That's the best feeling I've ever had. I'm talking about feeling in my soul.
Yeah,
amen. Praise the Lord, man. I tell you what, this is probably about the best I've ever felt in my lifetime. I had to get that off my chest a while ago, too. Boy, I'm telling you what, God is the best thing. God is good.
Yeah.
God is good.
Yeah.
There's no bad thing comes from above. I know a lot of people say, well, God put that on you because of what you've done in your past. No, God don't put nothing on us. God fills us up with His Spirit because all good things come from above. All good things. There's nothing bad coming from above. Because I'm going to tell you something, we can eat things here on this earth that's going to hurt us internally, that's going to make us have heartburn, that's going to make us have acid reflux, but I'm going to tell you something. You can eat this right here, and you never have an upset stomach, you never have an upset spirit, unless it's real bitter when you eat it, because you may be doing something you ain't supposed to. Now I'm just telling you, I know I'm preaching on myself too. I've been praying all day long. God, give me something. Let me get up there and use me like you used me Sunday night. Because that was the best time I ever had. Because I was full. As soon as I hit that floor, I was full. I couldn't keep my legs still. And I couldn't be still.
Bless him, Lord.
What was I telling you what? Well, I'm telling you, I'm about to get a song for you. You're a CS one. I get one of them to get a song. I'm telling you, this is good. This is good. But see, think of it is, we can be filled like that every time we come to church. Every single time. We got revival coming up. These two brothers are going to be preaching revival. They can't bring the revival to us. We have to bring the revival with us.
Yeah. Amen.
Because we are the revival of the church. We are the church. We bring God. God ain't already here. We bring Him with us. Praise be to God. Anybody got anything on your heart that you want to come pray about? Come and pray.
Amen.